Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to be part of yours. You got to be careful what you wish for, don't you, folks? And I'm very happy to have our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer is a real good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, also The Soul of Success, also, what else? I mean, other the Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, the co-author of that outstanding book, and so much more. She's one of the folks who helps us gain and maintain a little balance in our lives. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And one of the things that we always laugh about, Jennifer, and there's so many cartoons that we see almost every week. I love to read cartoons in my newspaper, uh-huh. The comics. I'm an avid comics reader. It's one of the ways I make sure I get at least a little bit of a laugh sometime during the day. And I don't understand how people don't read the comics. I mean, I don't read every one of them. I pick out about, you know, 8 or 10 that I like, and I read those every day. But there's almost always once a week there's an example of where somebody climbs the mountain to talk to the oracle.
Right.
And the oracle's sitting up there in the lotus position, you know, with a beard and people are climbing up and they're looking up at the oracle. And of course the classic request is, what's the meaning of life? Right?
Yes.
And of course the cartoons are always some variations on that theme. But finding meaning in our lives, not so much the meaning of life. Is there a difference between what's the meaning of life and finding meaning in our lives? Is there a difference?
I think that they can be the same. For me, it turned out that they're pretty much the same thing, but I don't think that they necessarily have to be the same thing for everybody. But Jim, before we jump into that topic, I have to tell you about the cartoon that I saw recently. I think somebody sent it to me online, where someone had climbed the mountain and was asking, you know, the guru, what is the meaning of life? And sitting just a little bit behind him was the wife or feminine figure with a sign in front of her saying, second opinion.
Well, I had a friend who says that on his 1040 form, he scratches out spouse and writes critic. So if you ask a man the meaning of life, you have to make sure that you clear it with his wife. Is that what you're saying?
I think that might be one interpretation.
That's the way I'm taking it. But anyway, no, I'm thinking the meaning of life and meaning in life. To me, the meaning of life would be more of a global, existential kind of thing. Whereas, what is meaning in your life is more you as the human being. You know, the spirit driving your protoplasm around every day and the people that you touch. That, to me, that's the way I take that. What do you think?
Well, I think that you've really described that beautifully. One of the beautiful things that I've read comes from a man named Dr. Edward Bach, whose life work revolved around really researching all of the plants and discovering what healing properties every single plant on Earth has.
Wow.
And Dr. Bach, during his life, said that he felt that every human being needs two things in order to thrive. And the first is the ability to love and to be loved. And the second is a sense of purpose or meaning in life. And I think when we talk about that second one, that more relative meaning, you know, mm-hmm. how do I find meaning in life? It sometimes really can be related to purpose. And so for many people, it might be, you know, raising their children. I mean, that, you know, that can really give their life a sense of purpose
right.
and meaning. But for me, it actually really was connected and has been my whole life since I was a young adult to a search for that bigger question that we were joking about in the cartoon mm-hmm. of really what is the meaning of life. And, you know, I started reflecting on this, Jim. A few weeks ago, I was invited by a group here in Vero Beach, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, called the Young Professionals Network.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about all the jobs that I had ever had. I started working when I was 16 over mm-hmm. the holidays as a department store sales clerk. And then over the years, I had a fascinating range of jobs. From newspaper reporter and editor to window washer.
Hold that thought, Jennifer. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to discover the meaning of life with our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne after these messages. Bobby Darin, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats. Bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, by the way, while you're there. And also, check me out on, if you're on Twitter, I'm there too, at Jim Blassingame, if you want to follow me. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest. She's the author of Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live and also The Soul of Success. A woman's guide to authentic power. We need to get a man's guide to authentic power too, Jennifer, don't we? do men need a book like that?
I think actually the same principles apply.
What you're saying is we republish the same book, but we take the rose off the cover and put a set of golf clubs on it on the cover. Is that what is that right?
That could be one approach, Jim. Yes. Of course.
You were telling us when we went to the break, Jennifer, about you were, folks, we're talking about the meaning of life, and we actually are tackling this thing here. Also, not only the meaning of life, but your meaning for of your life, and meaning in your life. And Jennifer, you were talking about kind of how this was coming around to you by reflecting on all the different things that you'd done, and you were telling us a little bit about that.
Right, I've had some fascinating jobs when I wrote them down, everything I could think of. I came up with 25 different things that I've done. You know, of course, today I'm an author and editor and business owner and consultant and speaker. But in the past, I've done everything from being a window washer and a DJ to working on with a presidential commission in Washington, D.C. And the thing that I realized as I reflected on all these different types of work and different professions that I've been involved with, Jim, was that by the time I was 20 years old, I was already asking myself a question that would really set the course of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, is this all there is?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it's a question that's really worth examining. There's a beautiful quote in Dan Brown's latest book, The Lost Symbol, that says, "To live in the world without becoming aware of the meaning of the world is like wandering about in a great library without touching the books." And, you know, I remember the exact moment when this question of meaning started coming to me. I had just graduated from LSU, and I had moved to Washington, D.C. I had a fantastic life. I was close to the political movement. You know, there was this was in the late 60s, early 70s. I had a wonderful relationship, a fantastic apartment at DuPont Circle, and I would walk downtown every day to this fantastic job I had with this presidential commission. And one day, while I was walking to work, I just thought, there's got to be something more to life than this. And I shrugged it off. But it would not leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Day after day, this very happy life and this thought, there's got to be something more to life than this. And that really was the start of a lifelong journey for me of going deeper, of learning things like meditation, peace became very important to me. One of the things I did, by the way, as I was walking to work one day because this question was so strong, was that I suddenly walked into the Peace Corps building, which I passed every morning on my way to work, and picked up an application. And I thought, what are you doing? And I filled it out. A few months later, I got accepted, and it was like jumping off a cliff going to West Africa for 2 years.
Wow.
But that was the start of something big because did you ever read that book by Hermann Hesse, Jim, called Siddhartha?
No.
It's a college favorite, and I read it again for the second time while I was in West Africa. And in it is a description of the life of the man who eventually became known as the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was a description of a peace that was so indescribable to me that I could hardly believe words were capturing it. And I knew that that was what I would spend a lifetime, if that's what it took, to experience in my own life.
One of the things, though, about you as Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is that you're a very introspective person. And introspective is you know, that's a lot of people are not introspective. It's not easy for them to be introspective. And so I think it's easy. It may be a little easier for you, the human being that you are, to do that than it is for some people. And some people might be saying, well, how do I get to that point? How do I find the meaning of life? How do I find my meaning in life? Mm-hmm. And here's my take on this a little bit. If I could tell someone, all right, what could I tell you to do that you could maybe start feeling this a little bit today, like in the next hour?
Yeah.
I would say stop focusing on yourself and focus a little more on things and people and plants and animals and rocks and trees around you. In other words, be a little less self-absorbed. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me and others. Be a little less self-absorbed. Pay attention to what's going on around you. I see so many people, Jennifer, who they're not even aware of the human beings around them.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful bird flies by. They couldn't identify that bird if their life depended upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all part of the world you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, can you identify the tree that you just walked by? Can you identify, do you know what kind of grass is growing out there? I mean, to me, part of the meaning of life is not requiring it to be all about you. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll
tell you what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to let you answer that on the other side of these messages.
Okay, Jim,
we got the meaning. This is called the meaning of commercials. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, folks, she's going to answer that riveting question I just gave her right after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Her book is called, one of the books, The Soul of Success. That's one of her many books. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Procol Harum bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with us. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest. Jennifer, tell us how we can find you online, please.
JenniferHawthorne.com. Thank you, Jim.
And they can find your books there?
Oh, absolutely.
And wherever books are sold also. How many books have you written?
7.
7. And are they all still in print?
Yes, they are.
All right.
I'm
so, folks,
very blessed
you need to have all 7 in your library. And find at least one of them that you like special. Buy 2 of those because you're going to want to give one away. Right, Jennifer?
Thank you so much.
And are you blogging or anything like that? Are you doing anything like that on your website?
No, I'm not right now. I'm very busy editing other people's books right now.
Ah, okay. All right, that's good.
Very happy.
All right, good for you. All right, so I post an idea as we went to the break about my thinking about you know, the meaning of life, about looking around you, paying attention to what's going on around you, making it a little less about you. Maybe finding what's all about you is not shouldn't be all about you. What do you think?
Well, I think that in describing what you've described, Jim, about being aware of your surroundings, and for some people it's helping other people or serving other people that really brings them meaning. But I think that what you've described is really it fits beautifully into my first tip, which is learn what it means to be true to yourself. And this is not a trite concept at all. you know, our culture doesn't really support this, and we so often sell ourselves out for money and the material at the expense of our own values. And I'm not saying that you can't be true to your own values and have money, but you just need to pay attention. And for you, Jim, knowing the name of a tree, for me knowing, you know, as we were talking at the break, what bird is making that sound,
yeah.
These are important things. But if that's not what moves you, then that's okay. Just learn what it means to be true to yourself. Another thing that we can do, I believe tremendously in trying to heal everything. I'm talking about childhood traumas, current traumas, your fears, your insecurities, your worries, your physical symptoms, whatever it takes, whether it's through therapy.
So you think part of the meaning of life is getting healed?
I really, really do.
Okay.
I personally find great meaning.
Very interesting. All right, go ahead.
Because it's a way to discover about yourself. To me, the deepest meaning in life involves self-discovery, and to the point where we really go so deep within ourselves, we know we're not our jobs, we know we're not our salaries, our possessions,
mm-hmm.
We know that we're not even our bodies. We're something so much deeper. What is that part of us that never changes? To me, that absolute field of life, which physics calls the unified field, actually,
mm-hmm.
is something that can be experienced. And to me, that is the ultimate reality of life.
And
we can really access that through meditation, which is my third tip, Jeff.
And back to the point I was making earlier, as you're discovering that for yourself, think about how you are impacting that exercise in others.
That was a point I was making.
That was the whole point I was making about what's going on around you.
Well, I really love that. And, you know, one of the things that I believe strongly in is that if we are going to have peace in the world, which I care passionately about, it has to start with me. It's not possible to have peace in the world if I am an angry individual.
Right.
And so for me, you know, my practice of meditation, there are many kinds. I personally have been doing TM or Transcendental Meditation for about 37 years now. It's been a constant in my life as I've moved through this world of self-help and self-growth, personal growth. But as we do that, as we learn what is true for me, as we heal everything within us, as we allow ourselves to experience that deepest level within us, which joins everything in creation, then we cannot help but make a huge contribution to the world.
Well said, Jennifer. I always learn a lot more when you join us. I always find out more about myself, and I know the audience enjoys hearing these things. I've got about 30 seconds left. Last thoughts.
Well, there is a beautiful quote from the poet Rumi that I would love to share because I think it fits so beautifully here. He said, "No one tires of following the soul."
Say that again.
No one tires of following the soul. And then one other line that's so beautiful from one of his poems goes, "And you, when will you begin that long journey into yourself?"
And I'd like to end this with a quote from Shakespeare. In Hamlet, Polonius said to Falstaff, "This above all, to thine own self be true." Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jennifer Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.